This is Africa News Tonight on the Voice of America.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to Africa News Tonight from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, your source for Pan-African news and world developments. I'm Yehi Suhib in Washington. Coming up on Africa News Tonight...
Out of the 8 million people, WFP, the World Food Program, we are planning on targeting 4.1 million people during the peak as of January. And for that to happen, however, we need an additional $200 million United States dollars as soon as possible.
That's World Food Program Deputy Country Director for Zimbabwe on the country's food insecurity. Details coming up also. The United Nations Special Representative to Libya has slammed foreign powers for violating an arms embargo by backing the warring factions in Libya. We'll have these stories and more ahead on Africa News Tonight. Our top story, the United Nations reports intercommunal violence in Sudan's West Darfur state has killed and injured scores of people and forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Fighting erupted between Arabs and the Mazalit, an African indigenous ethnic group, at the end of December in and around West Darfur's capital, El Geneina. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the violence has taken a heavy toll. It reports at least 54 people have been killed and 60 injured. It says 40,000 have been internally displaced and thousands of others have fled to Chad in search of refuge. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says the displaced are sheltering in schools and government buildings around El Geneina. He says UN agencies and local partners are providing essential relief. He says the hospital is open and several health clinics are being set up to help those in need of medical care.
The situation in the affected area is currently calm and appears to be stabilizing, while UN agencies are carrying out water trucking, distributing soap and helping waste collection from the displacement sites. Other relief include food distribution and nutritional support to children, as well as distribution of mosquito nets, blankets, sleeping mats, and plastic sheeting.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency says an estimated 3,700 Sudanese refugees have fled to Chad from West Darfur over the past 10 days. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahechit says most of the refugees are women and children. He tells VOA the arrivals report fleeing their homes due to violence. He describes the conditions for the refugees in Chad as dire.
Most of the arrived refugees are staying in the open. They are staying under makeshift shelters. There is very little protection from the elements that they have right now. Food and water are obviously urgently needed, and health conditions are extremely worrying. Or urgent response is needed.
Mahechit says the Sudanese refugees are scattered in several Chadian villages along the border. He says UNHCR teams currently are monitoring the situation in 10 of those villages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 4 Kenyan students were killed and 4 more injured when suspected Al-Shabaab terrorists attacked a primary school in Garissa County near the border with Somalia. The Kenyan military says they killed 2 of the attackers as they tried to blow up a telecommunications tower. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan police say Al-Shabaab terrorists attacked Saredo Primary School in a remote village in Garissa County early Tuesday morning. Charles Owino is a Kenya police spokesman.
About 12 Al-Shabaab attackers attacked an area called Saredo. Saredo is within Dadaab sub-county, Garissa County, 25 kilometers from Dadaab Center. And they killed a teacher and 3 other persons, a total of 4 people.
Owino says one child was killed and others injured in the attack. He says security officers fought off the attackers as they then tried to destroy a telecommunications tower with improvised explosive devices.
And they attempted to destroy the telecommunications Safaricom mast around that place. Patrol caught up with them and shot and killed two of them, and we recovered two AK-47 rifles and some IEDs that they had planted at the telecommunication area.
Al-Shabaab militants launched frequent attacks in northeastern Kenya near the border with Somalia. The Islamist group wants Kenyan troops to leave Somalia, where they have been helping African Union forces battle the militants. On Sunday, the Islamist group attacked a military base in Lamu, Kenya, that hosts US and Kenyan counter-terrorism forces, killing three US personnel and damaging several aircrafts. In one of the worst attacks in 2015, Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed Garissa University, killing 148 people, most of them students. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Cameroon says 10 Nigerians were killed Monday when a grenade exploded near a market on the two countries' border. Authorities denied local media reports of suicide bombings and said the explosion was caused when a Nigerian boy found a grenade and was playing with it when it detonated. Moki Edwin Kinzaka reports from Yaoundé.
The governor of Cameroon's far north region, Mijiyawa Bakari, says Monday's deadly explosion was on El Bayd Bridge, linking a border market that spans both Cameroon and Nigeria. He says a Nigerian boy found a grenade and was playing with it when it detonated.
Ce qu'il convient de souligner, c'est qu'il s'agit d'une grenade trouvée par un enfant.
Bakari says the 10-year-old boy found the explosive device in a heap of debris near the bridge, which links the Cameroonian town of Fotokol to the Nigerian town of Gambaru. The boy apparently thought the grenade was a piece of scrap iron that could be sold, he says, but the device exploded in his hands, killing the boy and eight other people on the spot and wounding 30 others. Bakari said Cameroon's military and rescue workers rushed the wounded to a hospital in Fotokol, where another victim died from wounds. He said all those killed and 25 of the wounded were Nigerians, while five were Cameroonians. Local radio stations had reported that two female suicide bombers with the Islamist terrorist group Boko Haram were responsible for the explosion. But Bakari dismissed the reports as unfounded and said Cameroonian officials have kept Nigerian authorities informed about their investigation. The governor said they were probing the origin of the grenade and whether it was from a military or Boko Haram. Cameroon's military says it's been more than a year since it had large clashes with the terrorist group. But abandoned weapons and explosives are sometimes recovered in areas of previous fighting. Military spokesman Serge Cyril Atongfak Gemo says locals should always report when suspicious objects are found.
Le dispositif sécuritaire à double volet, fixe et mobile.
He says the large presence of Cameroon's military in border towns with Nigeria, in spite of falling attacks by Boko Haram, is to protect civilians, especially schools, markets, houses of worship, and popular places. The military is detecting and rapidly destroying all dangerous objects left behind from years of fighting, says Gemo. Eight Cameroonian soldiers were killed along the Nigerian border in February 2015 by a mine explosion. The United States has helped train Cameroonian troops to detect and dismantle landmines and explosive devices. While military clashes are less frequent, Boko Haram still targets civilians along the border. In December, the militants, disguised as traders, attacked and killed at least 50 fishermen on an island on Lake Chad, which borders Cameroon and Chad. At least 20 of those killed were Cameroonians. The United Nations says Boko Haram's 10-year insurgency has killed over 27,000 people in northeastern Nigeria alone and displaced 2 million, while the conflict spilled across the border to Cameroon, Chad and Niger. Moki Edwin Kinzaka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
You're listening to Africa News Tonight, live on the following frequencies, 15580 and 6080 kilohertz on the Voice of America. I'm Yehi Suhib in Washington. 15 past the hour, here's a recap of our top stories. The United Nations reports intercommunal violence in Sudan's West Darfur state has killed and injured scores of people and forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. At least 4 Kenyan students were killed and 4 more injured when suspected Al-Shabaab terrorists attacked a primary school in Garissa County near the border with Somalia. And Cameroon says 10 Nigerians were killed Monday when a grenade exploded near a market on the two countries' border. And for more news and information, visit our website at voaafrica.com. You are listening to Africa News Tonight on the Voice of America. The United Nations Special Representative to Libya has slammed foreign powers for violating an arms embargo by backing the warring factions in Libya. The UN's Ghassan Salami demanded on Monday that international groups keep out of Libya. He said hundreds of thousands of foreign mercenaries are arriving in the country. Salami spoke shortly after Turkey announced it would send troops to the North African nation to support the UN-backed government in Tripoli. On Sunday, rebels under General Khalifa Haftar claimed captured of coastal town Sirte. Turkey's rivals, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates, support Haftar, including with drone strikes. The UN's Salami said one of Haftar's foreign backers carried out the Saturday airstrike on a Tripoli military college that killed dozens. A UN report says Sudanese militia also fight for both sides.
Hello Africa, this is James Butte, host of Voice of America's Daybreak Africa. Join me Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5 and 6 hours UTC for the latest in African news, features and sports. We are also available on the internet at www.voaafrica.com. That's Daybreak Africa, your breakfast show on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
We're having some technical difficulties. We'll be right back as soon as we solve our problem. We are experiencing technical difficulties. We apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you. This is African News Tonight on the Voice of America. We are experiencing technical difficulties and we sincerely apologize for the inconvenience.